Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
To play this song on Palmetto Mornings, and if you're curious, what on earth am I listening to?
We often do.
Yes.
I miss that memo.
You really do.
Yeah.
Well, you're here 2 days a week.
I know.
So the chances are you hearing it, you know, in 2 weeks is kind of rare for
it
you.
Is.
But anyway, so that is from Star Wars.
Got it.
So all of our Star Wars fans, including our next guests, knew exactly what this song is, and including what is about to happen in the movie when this song is playing. So she gets a gold star 2 times for sure. So we're going to introduce you to our guest here in a quick second. It's 8:11 on this Tuesday, February the 6th edition of Palmetto Mornings, 35 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
I always love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it when you can and take us on the go. And of course, if you're listening to us on the original AM 1340, good morning to you on that platform.
And how about those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live? Good morning to them as well.
We're excited to welcome in Rachel LaDuke. She is from Family Trust Federal Credit Union to Palmetto Mornings. It's her first time being on the show. She is the new marketing manager, and she's president of the Community Partnership Foundation. And good morning to you, Rachel.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you.
I feel like she's already a part of the show.
I totally agree.
She's teaching us some podcast and radio tips over here. We're loving it.
We're talking water bottles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You dove right on in. Well, Rachel, before we dive into explaining more about the Community Partnership Foundation, just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how long you've been working for Family Trust and what had attracted you to the job. Just give us some of the basics about yourself.
Yeah. So I unfortunately was part of like these big corporate layoffs that are going on. And I had been, you know, kind of have the sixth sense that it was happening. So I was looking around, and initially it was, okay, nothing in finance. I don't want to be in finance. But, you know, you can't limit yourself to any opportunity. So I saw the job come through from Family Trust, and I was like, what's Family Trust? And Ryan Harvey, our new CEO, he's hilarious. He makes fun of me and calls me a Fort Mill girl because I wasn't familiar with Family Trust from the get-go. But I interviewed and I loved it. They didn't mention anything about the Community Partnership Foundation or their 501c3 or charitable initiatives in the interview. So I found out about that after I started. And just my heart for the community and for giving back just really tugged on my heartstrings. My parents have been involved in 501c3s and charitable organizations my whole life. So it was just a very natural fit. I've been in marketing, branding, advertising for 10, 15 years. I had my own photography business in Charlotte for 10 years. Just love everything about marketing. It keeps my ADHD going.
So, I can imagine.
You're in the right place.
Right.
Yes.
So yeah. It's like this project and then this project. So it's really the perfect fit. And Family Trust is just an amazing organization. And it just feels like home. So I've been there. Yesterday was 3 months.
Oh, that's
wow.
Well, we are used to, you know, we're very familiar with Family Trust. And so for you to describe it, it feels like home is the sentiment a lot of folks have that not only work
it's
there, but also bank there as well. So I think that's pretty well said. And you've learned that in just 3 months. It's the culture there.
And too, you get such a wonderful position. Like you said, maybe not going in finance, but using that skill set, your creativity. Banks need the marketing, the branding. That's what keeps their message out there for people to want to choose their bank. And Family Trust has that long run history in our community. Mm-hmm. And so to already see what you're bringing to the table and to be a part of the philanthropic arm of the branch is huge. And we're excited to hear a little bit more today about what the foundation, what their focus is and what to look forward to with this spring cycle coming up.
Yeah. So next week we have our first Spread the Love Luncheon, and we are giving out $30,000 to organizations in York County from our fall grant cycle. So for years, Family Trust has had the golf tournament. The Community Partnership took that over a couple years ago and started using those funds raised from the golf tournament. So we're distributing those next week. Super excited. So anybody that wants to attend, those funds from the luncheon are going to be used again to go back out into the community. So we have sponsorship opportunities. If people and organizations in the area want to jump on board, that registration closes Friday. If we have people that aren't familiar with Family Trust or the Community Partnership Foundation but are looking for ways to give back to the community and want to get involved, this is an amazing, amazing opportunity. Come grab some lunch, meet our board members, buy a ticket, support the foundation, get involved in the community. But it's kind of like what I like to call philanthropic light, right? Like buy a ticket, have some lunch, know that it's going to do good, but you don't necessarily have to do the work yourself.
That is very well said, because people do want to help. They want to be part of it, but sometimes maybe they're tied up in other aspects of their lives, but they still want to be part of the solutions here in our community.
People are busy.
Yeah. And so to your point, you come, have lunch, hear about these nonprofits, do your part, and then you can get up and walk away or get involved when the opportunity comes around again. So you have two grant cycles. So you do one in the fall and then one in the spring.
Right.
So this luncheon is going to celebrate the funds raised from the fall.
Fall.
Okay, perfect. And it kind of then kicks off the spring.
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
So then our spring cycle is going to get actually kicked off the next day, and that runs through April 15th.
Okay.
Lucas, I have to say, being in the nonprofit world, you all do it the right way. You make the actual grant application so easy. It's usually a Google form. It's not too complicated, but just enough to get to know the agencies, to understand how the dollars are being spent. And just speaking from Pathways and all the nonprofits in our area, many of which have been recipients for years, it truly, this act of kindness of folks attending this luncheon or giving a dollar here or there, it adds up and helps all these nonprofits so much. So to be on the receiving end, we're so grateful for our corporate partners, the private ones, stepping up to really help our community philanthropically. And to your point, some can't roll up their sleeves and dig in. And there's nothing wrong with that. Giving a dollar, giving $100,000 helps in the long run.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm a working mom. I have six kids. I'm busy. Like I can't do everything that I want to do. So it's like, hey, if I can give to a foundation or an organization that can do the work, that can distribute the funds, that is financially responsible, then I'm going to do that.
So, Rachel, what are the details of the luncheon next week? Date, time, location?
So it's Valentine's Day. Spread the love.
Gosh, it's next week.
Yeah. So, and going forward, we're going to hold this luncheon every year on Valentine's Day because we want to spread the love to the community. So Spread the Love luncheon is on Valentine's Day. It starts at noon. You'll get to meet the board, see the organizations that we're giving to. We've got Live to Grow. We've got Bethel Shelters, Children's Attention Home, NAMI, Piedmont Tri-County. And then what's the other one? We've got like 16.
It's a lot. Good job trying to list
them
all.
You're pretty good.
For sure. And it's going to take place right there at your headquarters?
Yep. So it's going to be at the Family Trust Center, 225 West White Street in the community room there.
Great. Okay. It's called, again, Spread the Love Luncheon. This is put on by the Community Partner Foundation, a part of Family Trust Federal Credit Union. Rachel LeDuc is the marketing manager and president of the foundation. So you can come out there and get to know her and welcome her into the Family Trust family. Well, Rachel, we've enjoyed getting to know you. Look forward to having many more opportunities to do so.
Same.
And we'll just stay in touch. Let us know what's going on.
I will, for sure. Thank you guys so much for the opportunity.